golden money-making tips from a flipping ninja. So I decided to add this section into this online video course that basically just has golden little tips, golden little nuggets of wisdom that I have discovered after years and years of flipping hundreds and thousands of things. Okay. Certain things, just, there are certain golden money-making tips that I just couldn't think of where to put or where to categorize or what chapter to put them in. So I decided to just have a complete separate section that simply, you know, brings all of them together into one spot. And that is what you're watching right now, which is golden money-making tips from a flipping ninja. Now, I go into detail on these within the blueprint, so make sure to check that out too. But let's go over some tips. First one is, whenever you're out there hitting up thrift stores, always, always double up on every trip. Now, what I mean by that is basically, if you can help it, try not to go to just one thrift store, okay? Don't go out, don't leave your home, don't drive out to just one thrift store. If you're gonna go, if you're gonna leave your house and go to a thrift store, try and hit at least two or three or four or even five different thrift stores. That way, you are basically expanding your opportunity to find killer deals, okay? So, think about it this way. If you go to one thrift store and you walk out having found maybe $150 worth of deals, you know, things you can buy and flip, and the total profit is $150, imagine if you just simply, you know, you're out anyway, simply try and drive to one or two or three more thrift stores. Now, you can see how this can quickly triple, you know, double, triple, quadruple your profits you can make, okay? There's been times where I hit up three or four thrift stores straight, you know, four or five pawn stores or thrift stores in one, basically in one outing, and I came home having made $700-$800 worth of deals, okay? So really, it basically has to do with your time, okay? Once you master your time, you'll start to realize that it's simply not worth it. It may not be worth it for you to drive 15 minutes away or half hour away or 10 minutes away. It doesn't really matter how far it is. It may not be worth it for you to make that trip from just one visit, okay? So it really has to do with just getting better at managing your time. So when you leave to hit up a thrift store, try and see if you can hit up, you know, a couple others that are maybe nearby. Okay, that way you're maximizing your time and you are exposing yourself to more opportunities. Okay. The second tip, the second golden money-making tip is be bold and make new connections. Okay. This one is huge. Basically what I mean is when you're out there hitting up thrift stores or even hitting up, you know, selling or buying or selling something on Craigslist or locally and meeting with buyers or sellers, try and network and connect with these people. Try and build new connections, relationships. And the reason this is huge is because there can be a lot of benefit from doing this. Okay. Just to give you an example, there are probably three or four thrift stores that are local to me here and, you know, probably 15, 20 minutes away. But basically I go to these thrift stores so regularly that I got to know everyone who works there. So whenever I come in, you automatically feel this, you know, awesome welcoming because it's like, it's, you know, it's as if your friend or someone works there. Okay. Not just that, there has been a lot of instances where because you have built a connection with that person or because you guys are basically like buddies or friends now, they are willing to basically give you a killer deal or discount, okay? A lot of times they have the ability to give you a discount, and if you are friends with the person, and it's funny, a lot of times I don't even ask for a discount, okay? There's this one thrift store that I go to. The guy, he's a younger kid. I think he's a high school kid. He works there. Super nice kid. You know, we always talk every time I go there, and we kind of know each other. We've seen each other so many times because of how many times I've been there. But whenever I go there, he totally just, I don't even ask for it, but he gives me a discount every time. And I'm like, dude, that's, thank you. You know, you don't have to do that, but that's freaking awesome. And, you know, basically they have the ability and power to do that. So if you're on good terms with them, they will help you out. And if you think about it, they're ultimately putting dollars back into your pocket. Okay. A discount may not sound like much, you know, 20 or 30% off, but think about it this way. You make a big purchase, you spend $500, 30% of $500 is $150. Okay. Or let's say you know, it's a slow, long-term, gradual thing. So you're buying a little at a time, maybe, you know, $30 here and there. It still helps you out. Okay. Because think about it this way. If you buy $30 worth of stuff at a thrift store once every 2 weeks, 30% of $30 is $9 off. So first of all, your $30 just became $21. Now, second thing is, imagine buying, you know, going twice a week and spending $30. That is $18. Okay. So the point is, don't underestimate the discounts, and connections you can make, because they can really help you out. They can really hook you up. I'm actually going to have a second, part to this called, that's going to be all about connections and networking. I'm going to have a video right after this part, that'll cover it, so we can go into more detail with it. The third point is, be slow to judge the people you meet. So when we meet somebody, naturally we automatically make a judgment of maybe what this person is like, who they are, whether we like him or not. Okay. This, I know it happens fast and it's automatic, but try to get into the habit of not being so quick to judge someone. Okay. A lot of times you might meet someone and think they're either like super weird or super, you know, awkward or off, or you just don't have a good feeling. Don't be so quick to make a decision. Instead, what you should do is be slow to judge them. Get to know them. Who knows? They may do business with you for a really long time, or help you make a lot of money, or whatever it is. Okay. Basically, the point is, you never know what others are capable of and how they can help you and how you can help them. Don't be so quick to judge. Try and base your judgments off of simply, you know, spending time getting to know someone and their actions. Okay. The fourth tip is, start learning how to clean and repair things. Okay. I'm not saying you have to become a master car mechanic or a master at refinishing furniture, but if you have a general understanding of how to clean something, or what it takes to get it cleaned, or how to repair something, or who to call when you need something repaired, that will take you a long way. It'll make you a lot of money, because you're basically the person pulling all the strings when it comes to cleaning and repairing and then monetizing. Okay. So, if you see a, let's say you walk into a pawn store and you see a watch that you know, that you see a watch for $100, but you know that it's selling for $500 used other places. Okay. But you glance at it, but you see it's kind of like, it just doesn't look good. It's like dirty, or, you know, there's like dirt on it. It's like stained. You might just miss out on a $400 profit, on a $400 opportunity, if you don't recognize and understand the fact that you can simply take that watch, clean it with a toothbrush and vinegar, and it'll be like brand new. It'll shine and it'll be ready to sell. People will fall in love with it. Okay. I've done that a lot of times. A lot of times at pawn shops, when people bring in their watches to, you know, sell it or pawn it off to the store, when the pawn shop puts it on display, they don't even bother cleaning it or touching it. They just kind of put it back for sale. I've bought a lot of watches from pawn shops. I've taken them home, simply cleaned them off with toothbrush and vinegar, you know, wipe them down, and they are super clean, super shiny, super beautiful. And I actually want to end up keeping them, but, you know, they're ready to sell. Okay. So try and get into the habit, you know, do your research, really find out how to clean and repair items. Okay. Know how to, if you're flipping a car, learn how to Google search certain problems. Let's say you hear a knocking on the front right of your, of the engine. Hopefully you'll never hear that, because I'm pretty sure that's a really bad thing. But let's say you hear a specific type of sound, like a clicking on the front right side of your car. Know how to research and try and figure it out. You know, so on Google, you might type in, you know, 2006 Porsche Cayenne bumping, or, you know, tapping on front right of car, or like Honda Civic radio display turns off every now and then, etc. So at least you can, you know, research out and trying to find out the problem. You know, jump into some forums, see if other people are experiencing it, and eventually learn what the problem is, how to fix it, what it takes to repair it, how much it might cost, and go from there. So this point is really important. Learn how to clean and repair, or at least know who to call or who to contact to do the job. Next tip is, make more money with packages. Okay. So what I mean by that is, if you're selling an individual item, try and see if you can add other supplemental bonuses or other items to almost create a package deal. Okay. A package, item that you can sell for more money than you would have normally sold it for. I talk about this more in my blueprint, but I have sold, I've bought musical instruments before. Like, for example, I might buy a guitar, and then I might look for a cheap guitar storage case and a, you know, separate amp with a cable to it so you can hook it up to a little amp. Now keep in mind, you don't want to spend too much on these added supplemental items, but if they can really increase your top dollar once you post it, it's definitely worth it. So I might buy a guitar. I might buy a guitar for $50. I might spend $10 on a little storage case. I might spend $15 on an amp. Next thing you know, I spent $75 total, but now I can post this guitar for $250 as a package deal, okay? Whereas if I had just the guitar alone for $50, I might have been able to post it for like $180, okay? So try and always think about how you can sell things in package deals, or at least market it as a package deal, because package deals just simply have a higher perceived value, okay? Find parts or other things you can add on or with or next to the item and sell it as a package deal. Another example is, let's say you have a digital camera that you bought and you're looking to flip it. Simply adding a cheap memory stick with it and maybe a little cheap case with it and a very cheap USB cable with it and marketing it as a package deal will really let you sell it for more money and make more money on your side. Okay, so always... You usually make more money with packages if you can get creative and set them up and are willing to spend the time to do that versus trying to sell it alone. The next option is offering free delivery. Okay, this one is massive. It's a massive moneymaker that can actually add almost like an additional new stream of income to your big picture. So when it comes to free delivery, let's say you post up an item for sale, like a large item or a furniture piece. A lot of times people just don't have the transportation or the truck or the space to be able to buy, to pick it up and come and take it. Okay. So that's a golden opportunity for you, because not only can you offer this awesome service and charge money for it, but you can also stand out from the crowd. You'll stand out from the rest of the ads by offering free delivery. Now, obviously you might want to put something like free delivery within 15-mile radius or something like that, but let's say you're selling a couch for $100, okay? What you can do is if you would normally charge $50 to deliver the couch, all you have to do is just, instead of putting couch for sale $100, we'll deliver for $50. Instead of doing that, you can do something that, a slight tweak that'll create even more, a higher perceived value, and that is simply post the couch for $150, okay? But instead, put free delivery. So you're putting free delivery, but you're posting the asking price for $150. So you're packaging the price with, you know, the delivery fee you have with the overall price. So when I see that couch posted for sale for $150 and it has free delivery, I'm going to automatically feel super good about it. I'm going to be like, holy shit, $150 and he's going to deliver it to me. I am totally going to buy this. Okay. Cause you're bringing it to them. So those are two tactics you can use when it comes to making more money versus just not delivering it. And obviously that is if you are willing to do it, if it's close enough for you, and if you have the ability to deliver it. Like if you have a truck or a van or something that will let you deliver it. You can make hundreds of dollars with the whole free delivery thing, or even charging for delivery, okay? A lot of times I've had people, I would post something for sale and I would just put will deliver for $50. And a lot of times people are totally okay with paying the extra 50 because they're just happy that, they're getting the item. Okay. So, and they don't have to worry about trying to arrange a pickup themselves or all that jazz. Next tip is always try and probe for more information, context, and opportunities. Now, what that means is don't just go for the sale. If you're selling something to someone and, you know, you meet with the buyer and they're about to buy it from you, try and probe for more information, okay? You never know what you can get out of the connection, okay? To give you an example, one time I had a 5-piece wooden couch set I was selling, Someone came to buy it, but while they were here, I probed them. I kind of asked them some questions to get more information and data. So I asked the kid, I'm like, so are you, is this going in like a living room or is this for you? And by asking that, you're kind of getting more information. So right away, he's like, yeah, I just moved into my first apartment and I have literally nothing in my apartment. So this, I'm going to put this in my living room. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then with that information, I was able to ask him if he needed other things, other items he might have been interested in buying. So he was, I asked him, I was like, well, hey, I have a lot of other items for sale, you know, look around. And if there's anything you're interested in, you know, let's make a deal. I'll even be able to make a package, you know, give you a better deal on it because you're buying multiple items. So he was completely down. He was like, yeah, that'd be perfect. I literally am looking for a TV stand, you know, a bed, a dining table, this and that. So we eventually, I ended up upselling him like, you know, two or three more items and we both walked away from the deal super happy. He was able to take everything and completely fill his apartment. And I was able to, you know, make more money by selling, you know, by upselling him, and all that. So try and, get into the habit just to don't see encounters and transactions as just transactions. Always try and get into the habit of probing for more information, context, and opportunities. Another example is there's a guy who I sold a watch to one time and long story short, we started talking and conversing, and he told me that he was a website designer. Okay. So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I might need some website design services and et cetera. So we basically started talking and we stayed in touch and we're still in touch to this day. So there's a lot of opportunities out there for you to create, but you have to probe for them. Okay. You have to remember to ask, okay, try and get to know the person, see what they do for a living. They might have a service or something that you can use and you guys might be able to connect that way. The next point is work on your pipeline every single day. Okay. So that simply means always try and expand and widen your pipeline. Don't sell the same thing over and over and over again. Okay. Keep selling that, but also look into other niches and try to learn more and jump into other niches so that you can expand your pipeline and have even more streams of money from all the different categories of things you're flipping. So try and work on that every day. If you do that, not only will you start making much more money, you'll basically multiply the money you make. But the more important part is you will be learning extremely fast. Okay. You will become a flipping ninja really, really fast. You'll basically have so much more power and leverage because you are getting yourself involved in so many different niches and you're learning them really quickly. Okay. Last point for this section is have cash on hand. Okay. I typically, you know, before I started flipping things and whatnot, I usually never carried cash with me. I just always used my credit card or debit card to buy things and pay for things. But once I got more immersed in flipping, I saw the importance of having cash on you all the time. Because let's say you're driving down the street and you see a garage sale sign and you pull in, you see the freaking deal of a lifetime, or you see a bunch of deals and they want cash and you don't have cash. Okay, you're lost. So that's probably the most common example. But the fact is when you do have cash on hand, who knows, anything can happen. You could be at a Starbucks waiting in line and some guy randomly is like, I am selling my watch for X dollars, et cetera. And you could miss out on the opportunity. You know, I mean, that was kind of random and probably unusual, but the point is you never know what's going to happen. It's always good to be prepared with cash so that you can do one of the most important things, which is move quickly. Okay. You can act quickly. You can move quickly if and when you need to. Always carry cash on you. You never know when you're going to need it or have to use it unexpectedly. Make sure you take a look at the blueprint. There's a section in the blueprint called Golden Money Making Tips from a Flipping Ninja. Really study that part. And eventually you're going to start, the more you flip things, you're going to start coming up with your own golden tips. You're going to start realizing certain patterns and certain things that you did not notice before, and they're going to continue to serve you. Okay. So really study the golden tips, and the longer you keep at it, the more golden tips you will discover, and they will continue to serve you and make you money.